Well, actually, the house structure part probably would have met the setbacks.
Yeah.
It's the carport that's going to stick into the setbacks.
That's the part that's kind of throwing me off. So, but from the carport to the property line is what, Scott?
22.
Which is 13 less than required.
Right. Have you did a measurement from the actual highway to that proposed carport?
I did, yes.
That's the blue mark.
That's the blue mark. I measured from the house out, determined, I called him while I was there. He told me what he's going to build, and I came out, and then I determined that front property line numerous ways, and then measured in.
Okay.
We've got Benoit's tree service coming out to remove the cedar trees in the front already, because those would have to go to be able to do the concrete. And to be able to keep it, we're not going to build up. We are going to do a concrete pad the same as the house is on right now. So we can, because I really kind of need to keep it one level. I don't want it to be different levels, because I'm having problems with this knee right now. I'm 65, and they've replaced this knee twice. You can only do three in your lifetime, and then you're in trouble.
The road right-of-way is how much there?
I believe that's a 60-foot one.
60.
Mm-hmm.
So there's never going to be a problem with road expansion or increase there. You're asking for 22-foot instead of 35, 13-foot difference.
Are you going to change your driveway, or how are you going to do that?
No, we were going to leave because the way the driveway is shaped right now, it works perfectly to just circle around and go right under the carport that we'd have on the front of it.
Mm-hmm. And you're only going to have a 10-foot carport?
Yes. It doesn't need to be just big enough to drive through.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Can you zoom out, Scott? I was trying to understand exactly where we're at here on this KI way, because we're really close to the...
It's near the end.
This is the park.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to see.
Yeah.
So it's got kind of a nice straight stretch there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always get nervous about this with the fact of corners or anything like that could, you know, if a wreck.
I tried to take those pictures, and I probably didn't allude to them, but you could see.
Yeah, it's fairly straight.
Mm-hmm. Can you go back to your pictures?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the level of it's good. I mean, it's a little bit higher than the road.
See, it's going to be back in here.
Yep. Okay.
And let's see, I thought I took one. Yeah, here's the other one, the other direction.
Right there's the blue paint.
And then you got the trees.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's spot on to where he's just going to drive right underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any more questions for us?
No.
Okay. All right, we'll discuss it for just a second.
No.
Did you guys have any questions for him? Any other questions?
I think I heard this, but I just want to make sure that I got it correct. You cannot build to the back because of your well and your septic, correct?
Yes.
Infeasible. Okay. Thank you.
Well, when we look at these kind of deals, the first thing I try to think about is safety, you know, or if there's an accident, you know, that's kind of what we fall back on these setbacks for on the highways, you know, to make sure that if something happens, you're less likely to hit a building. The lay of the land looks like it's in his favor. I personally don't see that it would cause a visual problem or a safety problem. And you've got a nice straight stretch that less likely somebody's going to hit his carport or over the addition. So.
Well, there's cars parked there anyway.
Right, that's cars parked there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
we're
great.
Really not going to change anything.
Well, the other thing is, because it would be a carport, it's not like it's going to be a living area.
Right.
And as you're saying, there are cars there anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
And already a 60-foot road right away.
Yeah, right.
That's way different than a 40.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, do we have a motion on this?
I'd move on the case of 21-05V variance to allow him to have the 22-foot total setback from the road right away.
From the property line?
Mm-hmm. Which is the road in the same
which is the road.
Which is, yeah, okay. I just wanted to have it on record.
Yeah, or property line.
Yeah.
Instead of the 35, which is...
Correct.
Yeah, where?
Yep. All right, do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
All right, Dave seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right.
Okay. Just before you get started, just come get that residential construction permit, which is pretty simple and painless. And I've already been out there, so we can do that in the office for you.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate y'all's time.
Best of luck. Yep. Have a good night.
You guys have a good evening.
All right, Scott, do we have any old or new business?
The only thing I did put on the agenda was if you guys had any questions on the BOA bylaws or any, I mean, we'd just answer any questions. I wasn't going to go over them or go through them, but if not, I don't have anything.
It's been too long for me to read them. I need to read them again.
Retain them.
Yeah, that's.
But if you ever have a question, just we can bring it up after a meeting. If it's not too long of a meeting, we can try to answer it.
Is there anything that you should, or that you feel we should know that's really pertinent? I mean, not recent. It's not.
No, we haven't had any appeals coming up. We just have one more variance next month. The appeals will be a little different because of the criteria, and I think that's why you're not hearing them, because the reasons match the criteria.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's matched up like they formed, so they didn't give a reason that didn't come out of the code. Now they're coming out of the zoning regulations. So, but no, there's not anything. And you won't hear zoning denials, because that's done by the county commission. The next step after that is circuit court, so you won't hear any zoning appeals.
You were cut out of that totally.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. The planning makes recommendation to the county commission on a zoning change, say from A1 to R1, and then they make the final recommendation, and if they deny it, then you just would have to go to circuit court. So.
Okay.
Yeah, your appeals will be conditional use permits mainly for any... Mostly nightly rentals, but it could be any conditional use permit.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
The only other thing, too, that I haven't thought of till today, I got a call, is we're learning as we go. We have an R1 area that they were thinking about doing a duplex in, which they would have to rezone it to R2 or R3. Then there's another big shop building, and they've thought, well, we'll do boat storage. Well, boat storage has to be in C2, or it just doesn't all fit. So there could be a case to where they would come before you to get a variance to be able to do that. Travis did mention that, because it's already there and it's setting, so they would just have to plead that. And then I would think they'd have to go back to the planning commission to get a conditional use permit. So I don't know the order. I would think that maybe planning commission would look at it based on them being able to get a variance from the code book, but maybe the variance would come first. But that might be something different that you would hear.
Okay. I guess I have a question about the deck material that we had in the case tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Should there be a criteria for...
You good?
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Yeah. For a building permit for a concrete deck. That's more permanent than a deck.
In the concrete, you know, and I know the impervious surface has been, that's been that way forever, I guess. Because I did one, 20 years ago, and I did not have to get a permit, and I built driveway all the way to the property.
Is that the right way to have it?
It depends on where the water's going to run. And that's why I agree with the pavers. Yeah. Gravel, and you were very specific and said gravel and pavers.
Yeah.
You know, water's going to run right there and it's going to dissipate. You know, if it's concrete, It's going to run, because you know they're going to taper it to the property line.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to run right over there across through that guy's garage.
And the runoff for the roof goes right there.
Yeah.
Would the differentiation between the deck and a slab be because the deck could be...
covered?
Could be. Well, it could be covered, but also it could be 20 foot high.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. It could be...
So you'd be basically looking at a vertical structure.
Yeah.
Whereas your slab is going to be limited to however, you know, whatever they... even it couldn't be a concrete wall, it'd have to be a turndown slab.
Yeah, and those code books, oh boy, said decks, pools, single family homes, you know, a concrete pad. I don't think I would consider it a deck. Now, a concrete porch is a porch.
If it's covered. If it's not covered, it turns into a patio.
Yeah, patio or sidewalk. Right. Or, yeah. Yeah, just,
yeah, I'm like you. That's really weird thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't quite make sense to me. I mean, a deck is less of a structure to me than a poured concrete slab.
Sure.
Right.
Well, and the challenge you have, too, is if it did distinguish and say, well, you can do driveways up to the property line, but you can't do concrete decks up the property line.
Then
well,
you
then,
can have
then,
a driveway all the way to the property
yeah.
line.
And then they'd say, well, that's my golf cart parking.
Yeah,
it's not a deck.
Yeah,
so then
driveway.
You just... So I,
or
I,
we've got calls about a basketball court. Hey, I'm going to pour a little basketball court out here for... And that's what I did up 10 years ago. And I said, well, when your kids get older and you think about building the building on it, make sure it meets the setbacks. Because once you get that slab, and that's what I did.
So
built
the slabs there,
I built
a
metal
building.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
right. Yeah.
And that's happened in Big Bear a lot. People want to just pour slab. And I said, are you ever going to build over it? Well, yeah. I said, well,
don't have enough room
meet the setbacks.
Setbacks now.
Well, if there's rules to be bent, it seems like that happens in Big Bear.
Yeah. But that's a good, honest question, Mr. Persinger, for
that's
sure.
That's a great question.
Well, it just seems to me like they're the same thing, or if anything, the slab's worse.
Yeah.
I wonder if that should be addressed. And it really hasn't come up before.
But the overall challenge that we are faced with as a board is that's a perfect example of allowing somebody to build a deck to the property line that could come back to bite us down the road.
Well, even though it is not, it's not determined to be a criteria that we're going to have to look at every juncture.
Right.
But somebody's going to throw that in our face.
Oh,
geez,
yeah.
I mean, look at that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's my neighbor, they did that.
Yep.
And I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
So something we could do is when we kind of do a review, which we're going to have, and amendments to the zoning regulations, we'd have to put a definition in there that defined an actual concrete deck or concrete porch or a raised, you know, somehow, and I can search other planning and zonings, and then say that unit has to have a permit. Well, and then that unit has to meet the setbacks.
And it almost seems to me that it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
That may be the first I've seen that in however many years I've been on this board. So,
what if there's a? Can there be a differentiation between the? They wouldn't require a deck if it was a certain height or lower. But you need to have it. You know, if it, like I said, it could be 20 feet high and towering over the neighbor. But if it was 10 inches high, and basically a small platform, then there would be no reason for it. If it were going to be covered, would absolutely have to have, you don't need to have a permit because it would be going directly up against the lot. But, you know, like you said, if it's 10 inches of wood or 10 inches of concrete, it makes no difference.
Well, it seems like to me that a lot of the rules and regulations are designed to help keep peace and serenity amongst your neighbors. And so when... all I could see in this whole situation would be added hangout area right on that line.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can't, but you know, I mean, that's
but
kind
you
of.
You know it's going to be a night rent.
Yeah.
You're not telling me it's not going to be a night rent.
It defeats the purpose of an 8-foot fence when you're raising up your deck a foot.
Well, and his angle changed fence, a few times as we asked questions.
Yeah.
But.
That's why I went ahead and made. And I spoke out of turn. I should have waited for you to call for a motion. But I was tired.
You're ready to go. I can tell.
I'm messing with him. You know?
When Rick's ready, Rick's ready.
Well, I didn't want us to get out of hand.
No.
And yet I thought, well, we're done.
Well, this is a good board who knows how to swing with whatever's happening, so we did fine. All right, well, With that being said, is there any other questions we have for Scott or anything on the review of the BOA bylaws and zoning regulations?
I would move to adjourn.
All right, we have a second.
I will second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We are.